Can't tell anybody what I just said, but there's some things, Colfax, that you don't say on the air. There's just some things, and hooligans will never know. They will never, although I'll probably spit it out at some point. Eastside Chris today says, Brady, I just tuned in. I have a new candidate for the Brady Colfax Hall of Fame. It's not really the Brady Colfax Hall of Fame, all right? It's the Hall of Fame. You know, Colfax, you're still in the Thunder, man. I think you lose the March Madness thing on purpose so that you could be out on the roof for all your fans to come throw candy at you and stuff.
Yeah, and just, you know, exposure
yeah.
to my audience.
You got to bring the sign out, too.
Like, oh, I'll have the sign.
You got to have the sign. And it's when are we doing this? Is it next week? Is next week the day?
You know, whenever there's nice weather. But, you know, with Colorado, it's kind of hard to tell.
That's true, man.
Because it always changes.
Oh, my gosh.
Every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes it changes. My good. But we always need the moisture.
Always.
If you're ever thinking we don't need the moisture, think again, bucko.
Yeah.
Think again.
It's a desert out here.
Next week, it's going to be Monday's 56, partly cloudy. Tuesday's 58, partly cloudy. Wednesday, chance of rain, 62, though. Do you want a little rain out there? Thursday's a 30% chance of frozen mix, but it's 57 degrees. How's that?
Frozen mix.
I don't know, man. But it's 57 degrees. How does that work? Can't be that frozen.
Yeah. I don't buy that.
I don't buy it, weather guy. I mean, Tuesday might be good. I don't know.
Can do Tuesday.
Text Tuesday might be actually,
you know,
pretty good.
Let's pencil it in. The weather changes on us.
Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Be rad. Wow. Oh, he's talking about Drew here. He's really trying hard to sell the public on this team when there really is not anything to be optimistic about. It depends. No, I get where Drew's coming from, and Drew's like the ultimate optimist. I'll say this. Like, he's very optimistic about the Rockies. I guess when you cover a team like that, 162 games, you got to find stuff. No, I get what he's saying. He's saying there are things you can root for, but he's also saying that, no, this team's not going to win or lose 100, but they could very well lose 99. Like, he's not saying this is not going to be a good team. He's saying this is going to be a bad team. But he's trying to give you hope if you're going to watch. And if you're not going to listen, then, you know, that's I get it. I understand it's going to be a bad product. It should be. I, for one, am a big John Gray fan. I love pitching battles. And so I'm for now, intrigued to see if Marquez follows up a pretty good year last year. He was one of the only guys. I'm intrigued to see Kyle Freeland to get back on the mound, recover from injury. And I love watching John Gray. He does remind me of Charlie Sheen's Wild Thing. I don't know why. But I've been a fan. Charlie Blackman, Trevor Story. And watching Trevor Story is kind of bittersweet because anytime he does something good, it just makes me mad because I know it's not going to be here for very long. But I get what he's saying. B-Rad says, and usually when you host an All-Star game, everyone is pumped about participating, watching their players in the games. Not here. It feels dirty. And when everyone talking about it is calling on fans not to look at what the Monforts make, but be a good baseball fan and support players that are not Rockies, I'd rather be checking out Moms from Eden. B-Rad's bringing back one of the classics, too. See, this is why, Colfax, there are certain Hall of Famers that just get this game, this Top Text Tuesday game. Some kind of, you know, they dabble, they get involved, they throw some text out, but there's just a few Hall of Famers out there that get the game. Dixon, Brady, crazy to think that just a few short weeks ago, the Broncos were considered by most to be the front runners to land a franchise-changing quarterback like Watson. Now here they are starting at another year of Drew Lock, unless they make a huge move, and even then potentially wasting Vaughn's last year, and all these guys they signed on defense to one-year contracts, the all-in on defense may be a waste. So that's an intriguing text. I was talking to Zach Stevens about this yesterday, and if you missed that, our podcast is available at wholeshow.com, 1310kfka.com, all of our social media accounts share it. The Broncos did... I don't want to say went all in, because these were all pretty good deals. They did sign Justin Simmons to the long-term deal. They decided just to stay with Von Miller on that, okay? Well, Kareem Jackson went out, and I was wrong about this. I'm willing to admit, I did not think Kareem Jackson was coming back to Denver. They let Kareem Jack. They called his bluff. Kareem Jackson goes out, similar to what Shelby Harris did last year. The market's not what he thought. Comes back to Denver, and away we go. Kyle Fuller comes in, a one-year deal. I honestly could see why you see it that way, though, Dixon. I can kind of see it as, all right, we just got a really good defense for 1 year. We secured these guys to one-year deals. So this is the year we want to make that step. Yes and no, I guess. They were willing to move on from Kareem Jackson. They were, for what he was asking. But then it just worked out. All right, well, let's go have a good safety. It is for those reasons that I don't see Denver getting too aggressive, though. I will say this. I know Drew Lock was bad. When it's all said and done, he was bad last year. But I do think there's something there that George Payton, because he hasn't made a move yet. There's something there where he's going, maybe we can do this with Drew. Maybe he can be average next year, and we can build from that. I know it sounds crazy. You know what else is crazy? Aaron Rodgers hosted Jeopardy. Was it yesterday? He hosted Jeopardy. And, like, the guy was asked, even if, like, hey, if they come at you and ask you about it, would you be willing to be the full-time host? And he is not saying it's out of the question. Here, this was my favorite moment from a skit I saw this morning on Good Morning Football.
Over to our two-day champion on the end. Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0. Thank you for that, and congrats on your two-day win streak. I can see you on the podium, and I was like, please put something about the field goal on there. You will always be all-time in my book, my friend. My first show, and that's what you said at the end. Thank you.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers and that Scott guy had a good chemistry. I will say they had a good chemistry on this. Are you a game show guy? Do you watch a lot of game shows?
I mean, yeah, I like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
I like Jeopardy. Like, I don't go, oh, Jeopardy's on.
No.
But if it's like on,
it's on,
then I'm going to be there until the commercial break.
Yeah.
Although Aaron Rodgers makes it kind of more appealing to me. I got to admit,
very intriguing. He's a little low energy. But
he's
just chill.
I remember he won a playoff game like 4 years ago, and he was asked about it, and he's like, I'm going to go, you know, right now it's a good win. I'm going to get on the plane, get home, have a scotch, start breaking down the film. And I always think about that. I'm like, man, how cool is that guy? How cool would it be that guy right there? Like, I want to say that someday. If I ever win an award or anything, or we didn't get to go to the damn thing.
I know.
You know, I wanted to go up and I would have said, you know, it's great to do this, but I think tonight I'm going to go home and have a scotch and listen to some tape of how we did.
Study up on our sports.
The Packers quarterback says he wants to hold two full-time jobs when he retires from the NFL, and basically said if Jeopardy comes calling, he might answer the man. It might answer the call.
He made it sound like he's going to be there all week. I think he's there all week.
Yeah, I think he's there all week. So is it Pat Sajak? Is it Pat Sajak?
Yeah.
Is that the guy? Is he kind of, they said he's had a couple of quips where he's forgotten a few things going on in the game and maybe he's just not quite.
Wait, Pat Sajak is the Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, okay.
Guy's Ken Jennings.
I thought it was Bob Barker was Will, the old guy for Will.
No, that's Price is Right.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that
think
is
about
so
Billy
many,
Madison.
So who was the old guy? Oh, the other? Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. So would you go with this? I think I'd sign off on Aaron Rodgers doing this thing full-time.
Hey, I'd be more inclined to watch.
Okay, that's right, because we're replacing Trebek and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You would have. You were.
I was kind of gunning
your
for
name
that
in
job,
the hat for this.
You know, before the news about the sadness.
Oh, yeah.
Surrounding that. But yeah, because I was growing out my mustache, and that was the point.
Was that was the point, and then now, so this is kind of tough for you to even talk about.
Yeah,
this
you
is
know
like
what?
You're like, you know what, Aaron Rodgers? I don't know, man. This is my job.
You know, it's okay. I'll let him have it. I've moved on in my life. I think I'm past that point. So, if Aaron Rodgers takes it, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy though. Like a game show, you commit. It's every single day.
Yeah,
like
I think so.
And there's not really, are there seasons for it? I mean, it's just like every single day, isn't it? Or do they have like a season of 20 new episodes and then we re-air some?
I think they might re-air. I think I saw a documentary on Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Where they do like 5 episodes a day. They film them all at once and then they pound out their season in like a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then run them throughout the year.
So it's not, okay. For some, when I was little, I was always like, man, that's a hell of a, I mean, hosting every single day.
Yeah.
That's got to be,
it's a gig.
It's got to get old.
Yeah.
The game show, it's the same thing over and over and over and over
again. Cashing
that
paycheck.
That's true. That makes it worth it. Eastside Chris says, Rockies, let them play. They will be okay. Is that the new
nice
slogan?
Here.
Let them play. They'll be okay. Eastside Chris says, I've not heard of the clue. Don't they get penalized if they forget to ask the question before sometimes?
Yeah, you lose, right? You lose.
Yeah. Can't do that.
The clue was something about a daytime television star.
Yeah.
The answer was Mr. Rogers. Who is Mr.
That's
Rogers?
That's right.
I cut that out.
It didn't really matter what it was. Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Just that was a funny moment that he put.
Yeah.
Why did they kick that field goal?
And he took it well, too.
Yeah. No, that was perfect. Well, County Swami says, I feel like the Rockies fans are in an abusive relationship with the Monforts. People are talking. But we just keep throwing on our sunglasses and telling people we fell down the stairs.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. Cole, do you watch TV show games? Yeah, I watch a bit. Then Cole's lists off every single show that else to ever be alive.
You know.
That is good. Whoa. That's a string of texts there. That's Well County Swami. That he's trying to keep the David Thompson jersey in rotation one more week. Both of those are pretty strong texts. I mean, I don't know that I'm going to like that first text, get in trouble, but you know how life is nowadays. Colfax, you can't say anything, but we said it. We read it, so there we are. McLean, Colfax, Rogers.
Better than Rogers.
Better than Rogers. Is that better than Rogers?
Yeah. Greater than.
Greater than Rogers.
Thank you, McLean. That might get my vote.
How
there.
Would you? Do you have? Could you act out? Could you act out how you would handle Jeopardy?
Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, we just have to go through our categories first. What's some good categories?
Just do like.
Okay, category one.
Yeah.
Whole show Hall of Famers.
Oh yeah.
Category two.
Our production crew didn't do a good job these up for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be very good.
Category two, whole show staff.
Okay.
There's several of us.
There's two of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's...
Yeah.
That's part of the thing. I'll be there to help you. I'll be in your ear, man.
I think I might need some extra help. Just going through it right now.
I just put you on the spot. Aaron Rodgers got to sit home in front of some scotch and practice Jeopardy.
I was actually pretty impressed how well he did. He was very smooth. He didn't have any weird hiccups in his voice or anything.
I think Aaron Rodgers could do something really unique. Like he's kind of a smug guy. He's a little arrogant.
Yeah.
But that kind of he's also kind of funny in a weird way.
He's got a sense of humor.
It's a very unique sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like I find myself going, I want to see more of that guy. Was that a Rodgers with a D?
What?
I don't know.
Oh. Very good question. No, Mr. Rogers with a G.
Oh!
No D.
Wow. Sometimes these guys are thinkers.
Wow.
Thinkers, man.
Huh. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's good. Clever production crew over there.
Okay, see, I suck at, like, game show figuring out who was who because there was... So my grandparents loved to watch them, but they were just on. Was it Bob Barker that had the little tiny microphone?
Yes.
I loved that microphone, man.
Right?
Like, I wanted that.
Like, what is he doing?
It's just like a show prop. Is that even a real microphone? Like, how does that catch anything? And why aren't all, and if it does, why aren't all microphones like that? Like, why don't we have that in the studio?
These things are gigantic.
They're monsters. Why don't we have some little microphones? Like,
if it works as well.
What's your favorite game show then? You listed all of them and every single host that ever existed.
Also, Drew Carey's now, I think, the host of, or no.
Of Wheel of Fortune?
No.
Price is Right. Who's Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune's Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
Which one is the big, like, the wheel that you have to, like,
you have to land on a dog. That is Price is Right.
See, that's why I get confused, because that's a wheel, kind of.
Right. So then there's the Wheel of Fortune as well, which is also a word puzzle game.
Yeah.
Which, you know, comes on right after Jeopardy. Jeopardy's at 6 o'clock. Wheel of Fortune comes on after that at 6:30.
Yeah, I know. I dabble.
I'm dabbling.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about the game shows. Yes, I mean, well, if they're on, you know, 6:32 and sometimes 6:33, depending on the commercial break at that point. Which one is your favorite?
Yeah, I like my back-to-back Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Jeopardy's fun.
Yeah. Price is Right, I watched a lot when I was a kid because I think I was home during it was like daytime TV.
Yeah.
And if you're home, you could watch it.
Yeah.
The wheel was
cool.
And the prizes were cool.
Oh, yeah.
It was got like boats and like weird vacations.
Yeah. It's just strange things coming out. That was great. Holly McClain, I should automatically be out in the Women's Hall of Fame. McClain, the McClain, the other McClain, you know, John McClain is in the Hall of Fame, I would say, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he's a Nuggets guy. He's sitting there shooting free throws.
Yep.
In the court we have. It's a gigantic place. It really is.
You can't imagine how big it is.
No, you can't imagine. No. Holly McClain could be on her way. But
yeah.
you got to get to that point where you're developing kind of that identity, that caricature almost.
Yeah.
You know?
You started off strong. I mean, you came up with your nickname. You said, I'm McClain's wife.
True.
Holly McClain.
True.
And I was wrong yesterday. I thought Holly was your actual name. No, you were playing the game.
She got you. Yeah.
She got me.
That could be their Hall of Fame room. They just got like all the diehards on in the room in there. Yeah. And that's what's happening. Yeah. I don't know where we went there. Overall, Aaron Rodgers did a good job.
Yeah.
He did a good job. I think that that would be something unique for him. And cool, whatever. But he's got goals. He's got a lot of goals. You're kind of seeing that nowadays more with quarterbacks. Guys that maybe just don't want to just do football. You know, like John Elway was football. He was all about football. He did the dealership things and stuff, but he was a member of the Colorado Crush, and he was all about football still, even when he retired. But Peyton Manning's kind of branching out and doing those little Peyton's places, which are really good.
Yeah.
And he's talented. He's very good at those. So you are starting to see a lot of athletes kind of go, well, the Michael Strahan route, right? Like going to be on TV and not just talk about sports, which he does that, but he's also doing, what's he on, the Today Show or whatever it is? I mean, they're all branching. I suck at the shows, by
Clearly.
The way. The mornings and then the game shows. I can never remember
just
them.
Talk to me about game shows. I don't know this other stuff you're talking about.
That's right. I love that. That's great. 23 minutes after the hour. All right, here's the deal. McClain, B-Rad, or Dixon could take home the signed David Thompson jersey, courtesy of Fresh Coat Painters South Platte. McClain came in, though. He's playing defense right now. He's playing defense. He's trying to keep us from giving that thing away today. Weld County Swami, Weld County Swami is playing defense. That was from solid text there. So we're going to see how this thing goes. 23 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I just realized, Colfax, I got to charge this up here. Did I even tell you guys what the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day was? I didn't even get to that yet. Do you think Ed McCaffrey and the UNC Bears will have a winning season in 2021? Seriously, do you think Dylan McCaffrey is going to make a huge difference with his dad, Ed McCaffrey? We'll be right back.
PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hall Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, Top Text Tuesday here, and we know that McLean, B-Rad, and or Dixon could take home the David Thompson signed jersey thanks to our friends over at Fresh Coat Painters South Platte. But we'll see. This is a great text here. And this is you got to set this one up. So I'm reading this as if it's from McLean, and we're saying, hey, you know, kind of describe some of the Hall of Famers in a nutshell. McLean writes, Dixon equals arch nemesis, Chiefs fan, noob, bowler, CSU fan, the den. The den. Sir Charles, MIA right now. Lonster, odd meals. B-Rad, eaten moms. Maybe? Question mark. McLean, why would he say this about himself? Mediocre texts. He writes mediocre texts, and I'm thinking, why would he do that? And then the next text was, and now I have to confiscate my wife's phone from 12 to 2. This is my thing. So Holly McLean takes McLean's phone.
Sabotage.
Like, that is...
That's next level.
That's next level, man. That's a unique thing that's never happened here.
Yeah. So there's like a little battle going on.
Mm.
That's
good.
See happening.
I liked that. You know, you get points for understanding the game of Top Text Tuesday and the whole show and all the inner workings. The Hall of Fame and some of these whole—I mean, that's dedication. So that was well put together.
You know what's up?
That's in the running.
Yeah,
that's in the running right now. Which would it be? It wouldn't be McLean's text. It would be
Holly McLean's.
It would be Holly McLean's text. And I believe that would be a first if she can win this thing.
Yep.
Weld County Swami certainly strong. Noob says, "I guess to win, do I have to be the spawn of something? Oh, to win one of our events." No, we've had a lot of winners that were not the spawn of Dixon. But yes, spawn of Dixon won recently, won the bracket challenge.
Yep.
Ed McCaffrey, winning season next year?
No.
It's hard to believe. He was great yesterday. It was fun to talk to.
Oh.
A little late, but fun to
That's
talk
okay.
to. It's all right. It's Ed McCaffrey.
Good personality. Easygoing
guy. Great guy. Definitely a guy you hear on the phone and you root for him. McLean says, she did not take my phone. That was all me. Not sure what happened there.
Oh. Now I'm confused.
Oh, we got to figure that out, Colfax, because that could be, this is like the refs going back and reviewing a play here.
Yeah. We need some video evidence.
If this was McLean texting that in, then he might very well win today and win the David Thompson jersey. If that was Holly McLean texting in, then that could very well be her win today.
Yeah.
And we stretch this thing out.
I don't think you can team up and put your wins together.
No, you can't.
No.
It's not one of those, man.
Nope.
You just can't do it. And you should know. You're a game show host kind of guy. You know when they're breaking the rules. Eastside Chris. Oh, I got a guy for you, my man. He says, I need help for Masters Top 5. And because I suck at golf and I'm terrible at it, I don't know a lot about it. We are going to bring, I think, a golf pro or head guy, whatever. We might bring Kyle Merritt from the Eaton Country Club on the show Friday. I know we're bringing somebody in for Friday to kind of go into this. But, man, I can't help you. I can't help you. McLean says, red flag, please review. I don't know. It seems fishy.
It does.
It seems fishy. That's crazy. Talking to Coach yesterday, it's still just, they got spring ball coming up this week too. They got a spring scrimmage. I might try to get out to that Shadron State. It's just hard for me to say, you know, based on, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
You know, we're not really covering this unless you go out. And again, if I go out, let me see if I go out there. And I watch practice or I watch a scrimmage, and UNC looks good. I'm going to walk away and go, well, it's Shadron State. So if you wouldn't have looked good, I would have been like, uh-oh, this is scary. So how much can you really take from all this? That's the thing. Yeah, Noob, I saw that. I was going to get to that, but we got too caught up talking about game show hosts. How about this, Colfax? The way too early top 25 predictions for college basketball rankings next year. ESPN has this. Any idea? Top 25. Any idea where they're putting the Colorado State Rams? Take a wild guess.
In that top 25.
They are being predicted to land in the top 25.
Have they cracked that in your lifetime?
They Have they finished in that? I think they did under Eustachy.
Okay.
And then I think in the early 2000 time, there's been times where they were in the top 25 and then didn't finish there.
Okay.
But I think Eustachy had one or two teams, and I think even before that, I think even before that you had that situation going on. So
it was just a little payback for earlier.
Maybe Tim Miles. Yeah, Tim Miles's teams, and of course Tim Miles is expected to go to San Jose State. That was a flip, and I did not see that coming. Any shot and guess?
21.
21. Boom. Did you take a guess at that, or did you see it on something?
You know, we can see the same thing over here.
You have all my stuff pulled up.
Yeah.
21. Here's what they say about the Rams in ESPN. The season didn't end in ideal fashion for Nico Medved's club, stumbling in the season finale against Nevada, which I think Nevada is going to be good, getting bounced in the Mountain West semifinals by Utah State, and being one of the last teams left out of the NCAA tournament. But the Rams had no seniors and should return every player from this season's group. Isaiah Stevens and David Roddy form one of the best inside-outside tandems in the Mountain West, while Kendall Moore and Adam Thistlewood are experienced options returning to the starting lineup. Colorado State had the league's best offense in conference play, but when the Rams struggled at the end of the floor toward the end of the season and in the NIT, the defense wasn't good enough to will them to victory. They will have to be better guarding inside the arc and rebounding at the end of the floor. But I think Colorado State takes the next step into the NCAA tournament. I agree with that. I don't know that I agreed with them finishing in the top 25, but hey, maybe so. This is a really good team that just kind of needs to tweak a few things here and there, get a little bit better individually. Because, you know, a year ago, they took everybody by storm. They were the young freshmen that nobody knew about. This year, they kind of had the target on their back. Okay, you're no longer a secret. Now they've learned how to handle that. The following year's the year you got to put it all together. And they're right. Isaiah Stevens and David Roddy are two really, really talented players. Very good basketball players. And I'm excited to see if they take even another step, which I do think they will. I think they take even another step. 35 minutes after the hour, our Power to Play Sports poll question. We haven't hit it a lot today. Do you think Ed McCaffrey and those UNC Bears will have a winning season in 2021? Or is this whole thing still just about, you know, it's a big name coming here, but I'm not so sure about the resume that Coach McCaffrey brings in. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 35 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
I like what you had to say, Colfax, about Noob's text, his last text. I mean, that was...
Well, I can't remember what I said.
So Noob just said, hey, the Den has a great prime rib special this week.
Oh, yes. And that's good info.
You said, hey, it's good stuff.
Not going to cut it.
You might even...
I might even head up there and you know, check it out. But
is that going to get it? Is that going to get it, Noob?
No.
Noob, I'm going to give Noob a pep talk here.
Yep.
Noob's three-time. Three in a row. Three-peat. The only guy to do it in Hall of Fame and what is this? The whole show history. The only hooligan to do it. We've had some greatness on this show, which I'm really hoping we round this thing out today with some more greatness. But that has never been done. It's something that's never been achieved. And so now I want to see some of that.
Yeah.
That's that greatness that Noob had. It's kind of like,
you know, recapture it.
In Married with Children.
Yes.
You know, and Bundy, four touchdowns in that game. Four in that high school football game. Now he's a shoe salesman, which isn't bad.
But you can't hold on to that past. You got to keep the greatness coming.
Yeah.
That's how you get to be the best.
Yeah, that's true. You got to maintain that. Like, if Bundy would have maintained that, he'd be in college.
Yeah.
Playing football and then go to the NFL.
Yep.
Texter, maybe the whole show should have Monfort and Elway come in as a special Triple T judges on Tuesdays. That way, when another bad decision is made, we won't be surprised. You know, for a guy that wins stuff on these top text Tuesdays, the rule, it's all rigged all the time.
You sure do call out the judges a lot here.
Yeah. Susan and Cheryl.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the judges of this. It's weird, though. Their cheering always sounds the exact same. Like, that's pretty amazing.
It's a talent, really.
It's like they can make it sound the same every time they do it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
B-Rad, the challenging thing for the Rams is their conference. The NCAA will only take two teams, usually only take two teams from the Mountain West. As for the rankings, a Mountain West team with four to five losses is not in the top 25. Seed here as in Iowa can have nine losses and be a top five team. You're right. You're right. It is that's a battle they're going to have to really fight. That's why, you know, if you really think the Rams can be a top 25 team, they got to be almost flawless. I mean, only have a few. It'll be a different regular season next year too. It'll be back to normal, which I don't know. I kind of liked the, you know, you play them twice in a row. It kind of just felt like this mini series kind of thing, but. The thing I didn't like about it, Colfax, was the equalizer fact of it. Is you could be the better team, but just because it's like two nights later and it's college, they're not really used to that. These players aren't really used to that quick turnaround of the same exact team. It's harder to beat the team the second game. So even a mediocre team can come back and be a little bit better, you know, just in that second game because it's so fresh in their mind. Whereas in the normal regular season, you're playing a conference opponent, and then you don't play that opponent again until like 4 or 5 weeks later. Things can change. So as much as I kind of enjoyed it this year, I am ready to put that to bed and just get back to what they did, what they normally do throughout this process. Can I even read that one?
Let me see here.
Dixon? I mean, it's about the den.
Let's see here. I'll be the official judge of this.
I mean, it's good. Can I read that?
Yeah, you can probably read that.
Noob is saying they have a great prime rib special at the den. Plus, they serve good food. There. Yeah, that's good. That's the kind of stuff that wins these things.
Yeah. And if you keep stacking good texts on top of good texts, it's going to really push you to the forefront.
Yeah, it's kind of like building your March Madness resume.
Yep.
You know, beating Nevada. Advancing further in the Mountain West tournament. Right now, Dixon, and I'm waiting for Weld County Swami. You need another victory here. You need to beat Nevada real fast. Because you had a good run. You're right there on the bubble. But, you know, you got... And McLean, it turns out, those were all McLean's texts.
Yeah, so we misunderstood. I
misunderstood, too. Holly McLean was inches away from winning her first ever Top Text Tuesday, and McLean claims that text was his text, which could they be working together on this?
Maybe they are.
It's just like a Bonnie and Clyde situation.
Could be. I feel like she's out for blood, though.
I do. Maybe she's cool throwing him under the bus,
yep.
Which is, you know, which would be fun, which would be entertaining.
Okay with it.
Noob says, IP greatness, but for some reason... but for some reason, I can't do it between 12 and 2 on Tuesday. Stage fright, my man. Maybe I need to get...
Oh, my God.
Maybe I need to get my prostate checked. Man, this show just gets real.
My goodness gracious.
Way too fast.
Wow.
Just too fast. Eastside Chris, I was just thinking of going up north. This whole show is... The whole show is gone just to hell in a handbasket.
It's off the rails.
It's gone now. This is usually what happens. I start letting the hooligans take over the show, and a lot of times they bring really good stuff. A lot of good B-Rad tries to get this thing back on the tracks and talk sports, and then I get Noob talking about his prostate and Dixon talking about other stuff. and now I just get random thoughts from Eastside Chris. I was thinking about going up north. What do you think?
Tell us how the prime rib is.
Let us know, man. Let us know how the prime rib is. Oh, my goodness. 46 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a break. I got a couple of guys that are close here. We got the David Thompson signed jersey. McLean, Dixon, B-Rad. You guys can take this thing. You got about 10 minutes to do so. Or other hooligans, are you fighting? You're going to keep this thing alive for one more week? It's a sign. One of the greatest nuggets in history. We got a signed jersey from him. Thanks to Fresh Coat Painter South Platte. Is it going away today? We'll be right back.
The Live United 1310-a-thon is on April 22nd. Donate up to $100 and you could win a signed Von Miller helmet. Go to unitedway-weld.org/1310-a-thon or text KFKA, all caps, to 26989. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Humble Gary. Humble Gary. Wow. Colfax. It's crazy. Just came in with a just a big, a beautiful text right there. Someone say, prostate exam? While I have you bent over as a Rockies fan, I'll glad give you a quick check. Sincerely, Dick Monfort.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, I can't decide. Colfax
like
can't
decide.
That was good. We brought Clark Johnson in. Not John Elway or Dick Monfort, but... in my mind, better.
Probably more well-liked right now.
I would say you're more well-liked than John Elway and Dick Monfort right now. All right,
probably.
So you just heard Humble Gary's text. McLean comes in. Oh, he just says, Noob relies on the den too much, and Dixon relies on hating on Elway and B-Rad, always talking about people's moms. I'm out here all innocent, getting blamed for imposter text. What's happening today? McLean says, okay, so McLean put together this list of basically the Hall of Famers. Dixon equals arch nemesis, Noob equals bowler, Sir Charles MIA, Lonster, odd meals, B-Rat eating moms, McLean mediocre text. A little self-deprecating humor. Never hurt anyone.
Sure.
Then Noob goes on this thing. I said, Noob, you need to be great all the time. He won this thing three times in a row once, and we're waiting to see greatness. And he said, I pee greatness. For some reason, I can't do it between 12 and 2 on Tuesday. Maybe I need to get my prostate checked.
And I resemble that remark. So, yeah, I love that one.
Oh, B-Rad jumps back and says, it probably burns, Noob. You're not supposed to eat at the den. I don't even know if we can say these things.
I don't know either.
Eastside...
Yeah, got to be careful.
Yeah, you do. Noob, of course, or Dixon says, Noob is saying they have a great prime rib special up at the den, plus they serve food there.
I love that. Yes.
And Well County Swami, and in no way are we, like, trying to make light of serious stuff, but this is Top Text Tuesday, man. Don't take it seriously. It's like an episode of South Park in here. I feel like Rockies fans are in an abusive relationship with the Monforts. People are talking, but we just keep throwing on our sunglasses and telling people we fell down the stairs. That's Well County Swami.
I think that's well thought out.
Do you have any winners? I mean, what?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, we got Well County Swami. Humble Gary just comes in with a haymaker.
Out of nowhere.
And Noobs was okay, but it took us.
Give me Humble Gary's again.
Humble Gary just said, someone say prostate exam?
Yep.
While I have you bent over as a Rockies fan, I'll gladly give you a quick check.
Yeah,
sincerely,
you know,
Dick Monfort.
Humble Gary is—he's right in my wheelhouse there. So that one, that one gets my attention. I would go there, whether that's a win or not for you guys. I love that.
We have a winner. It's Humble Gary. Humble Gary wins. We brought in a star judge, Clark Johnson, Clark Nemes Johnson.
An old man with the trouble of going to the bathroom. You know?
Thank you for coming in and helping us out with this. Hooligan suggested that we have John Elway or Dick Monfort to come in. That way we could just easily blame them.
Yes.
They didn't like the rules. But Humble Gary, haven't heard from him in a while. And he just comes in and throws an absolute haymaker.
That's a terrific, terrific shot.
It was a magical shot there. And again, boy, people are still texting. B-Rad, I've never been to Eaton. Not sure who started that joke, but it's still better than anything Dixon comes up with. Yeah, It's sad that this is what this show has become. We have a lot of den references. We have a lot of eaten moms
now,
references.
I didn't know, believe it or not, I didn't know what the den was before.
Well, it used to be the clown's den is what I was told.
You dragged me. I still wouldn't know what that is either. But
Well, we shouldn't know, but all of our listeners know. And in fact, I think they put it on there in the background while stuff's happening.
When you put together the den, though, told me what it was, and prime rib, I put the same thing together that you said.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
The dancing's good.
I'm not responsible for anything that these people text. Dixon even says Humble Gary's was pretty damn solid. So even Dixon agrees with this one today. Clark Johnson, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just walking down the hallway and here I am. Thank you.
Humble Gary. Nothing like a good old-fashioned sodomy joke to jump back into Top Text Tuesday. Wow.
That's terrific.
Okay, I'm ready for a drink after this one. Yep, that's what's happening next. Eastside Chris says you all need drug testing. Absolutely. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.